Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 368, 5 Tips to Deal with a Mopey Child, because many of us have at least one in our midst, but the great news is you can turn it around. If you're a fan of the Winnie the Pooh series and all the lovable characters that live in the Hundred Acre Wood, surely you'll recall the varied personalities that resonated with him and his friends. This delightful, chubby little cubby was always trying to help his friends, no matter what the cost. And although he can be a little bit naive at times, his heart is always in the right place. His best friend, Piglet, is also willing to go the extra mile for those he loves. And despite his wee size, he learns to be brave under even the most fearful situations. Of course, we can't forget Christopher Robin, Pooh Bear's human companion, who is always compassionate, and although he's a child character in all the stories, he's wise beyond his years. There are many heartwarming adventures that take place in this series, and though most of the characters are adorable and inspiring, we can't forget one very blue donkey who can't seem to get out of his own way and has one setback after another, Eeyore. You may recall Eeyore's catchphrase, "Thanks for noticing," which pretty much sums up his gloomy outlook on life. No matter the circumstance, he's pessimistic and always sees the glass as half empty. Most of us can relate to one or more of these playful characters in our own lives, and that includes Eeyore. My kids have all taken on one or more of these story characters' personality traits, including Mr. Gloom and Doom. If you have a child who tends to be mopey and sulk around, here are 5 ways to bring out the optimism in his or her sullen ways. Tip number 1. Determine if there is a real problem. One of the more common reasons a child mopes around is because he's frustrated or disappointed with his current circumstances. It might be something as simple as not owning the latest version of a smartphone, or the fact that you won't allow him to hang out with his friends late on a school night. If you're not quite sure if he's just in a bad mood, be sure and take the time to be present with your child and pay attention to anything he might be trying to tell you. Kids of all ages need to be nurtured and listened to. So make every effort to spend quality time with your child so you can connect and be there for him. This allows you to make sure there isn't a more serious issue other than just a bit of moodiness. Tip number 2, create a no pouting zone. Another reason kids like to pout is because it draws attention to them. Even though sulking is negative in theory, it can easily grab lots of attention from parents, and a savvy sulker knows this. Kids crave attention, so if they can't get it from doing something positive, then going the opposite route works for them just as well. In our house, we had 2 kids who were pros at pouting and feeling sorry for themselves, especially when they knew their parents would try to rescue them and do anything in our power to make them happy. This routine gets old, believe me. So we finally decided to go cold turkey with such behavior and created a no pouting zone in our house. Basically, the rule was that if they wanted to mope around, they couldn't do it in front of any other family members. Otherwise, they'd have to take that energy that they used to pout and do extra jobs around the house. It definitely takes time to teach your child not to sulk, but by creating a rule that they're not allowed to do it in your personal space, when they sulk, you take away their power. They soon learn that it's silly to sulk when they can't see you and you can't see them.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory-smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Tip number 3, don't reinforce sulking. In keeping with tip number 2, creating a no pouting zone, another effective tool when handling sulking is to stay calm and simply not reinforce your child in any way when they begin this draining behavior. In other words, don't reward sulking with any type of attention whatsoever. When you ignore that poor me routine, your child will have no real reason to continue on with these pity parties and will soon learn it's not worth her time to carry on like this. Tip number 4, diffuse with humor. While acknowledging our child's behaviors is certainly important, if you're dealing with a moody child simply looking for some attention, try turning the tables on the situation and treating the scenario with the complete opposite behavior and sprinkle in lots of humor. I've been known to change my voice into a cartoon character to lighten the mood, or even don a silly wig or just get goofy so as to reset the atmosphere so we can change gears and be playful rather than mopey and sad. Laughter and smiling are contagious, so eventually even an Eeyore type will break down and join in the fun, as long as you're willing to be consistent with a more lighthearted approach, even when your child is repeatedly moping around. And tip number 5, model positive behaviors. Finally, take a good look at how you go about the majority of your days on a regular basis. Moodiness can also be a learned behavior. Do you approach your day-to-day life with a smile and a bit of a spring in your step? Or do you take a martyr approach and drag through your routine with your head down low? You can't get down on your kids for acting moody if that's what they're used to seeing in their home environment. Sure, we're all going to have a bad day here and there, but when our family sees us living with zest and gusto on a regular basis, we set a passionate example of how to embrace our everyday, ordinary lives. So how do you deal with a mopey child? I'd love it if you'd share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or you can post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also reach me by emailing me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com, and I hope you'll visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt. Be sure to sign up for the upcoming Mighty Mommy newsletter, which is going to be chock full of practical advice to make your parenting life easier and more enjoyable. I hope you have a carefree, joyful week with your family. Thanks for listening, and until next time, happy parenting!
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.